Hello, welcome to another episode of Horizon Scan. What's that face for?
Well, you were talking about before we started this, like good feedback on the last podcast, and as you hit record there, the first thing that popped into my mind in the last podcast was talking about dicks.
Yeah, well, that was popular as well. If you look on the Discord channel, everyone seems to enjoy that.
Yeah, people like dicks, mate.
They do.
What can I say?
Yeah,
it should be a product line for you of yours.
What, just dicks?
Maybe he's holding a schlong. Or he's got his, or the hangman with a schlong. Like his schlong is hanging too.
Like a big, it's still a bone, isn't it? So yeah. Well, yeah.
No, it's not. It's not a bone.
Oh my God, are you fucking? You're killing me.
What?
Yeah, I know there's not a bone in it. I mean, but we call it a bone on, don't we? Jesus Christ. It's like I'm dealing with a fucking 80 IQ fucking guy sometimes. It's like things just fly past you. It's like,
they think it's a bone. Anyway.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, you instantly went, oh shit, Gaz thinks there's an actual bone in a dick. That was in your brain.
I don't know what you think.
Jesus Christ.
You've thought stranger things, Gaz. Let's be honest.
Okay. Anyway, people enjoyed it, the episode. Good feedback about all the TRT stuff and plenty of people, which is good, saying, I'm going to get checked out now. I recognise these type of symptoms. Now, obviously, I mean, we were kind of pains to say, I think, at points in the last episode, but it's ain't going to be everybody. It's not. Like you're an example of this, aren't you? Like, you've had those symptoms, got checked, wasn't that. So,
I was low libido. I had low sex drive, super low sex drive. You know, at times it would be high or average, or whatever average, I don't know what fucking average is. But at the time it would be low, real, for consistently low. Yeah. And I went and got checked out as part of another checkup. And my testosterone was fine.
Yeah, so it's not a fucking, it's not a cure-all, it's not a catch-all for all those things. Like plenty of people who were feeling down in the dumps, feeling a bit meh. Fucking, it might not be that. You might just have other shit in your life you need to get a grip of. And I suggest,
mine was like basically depression.
Yeah.
Basically what it was.
Yeah. I would go through all the, it's like when you hear like gym bros talking about stuff, about, you know, epic levels of supplementation. And they're like, well, dude, prior to that, you probably need to be at this level body fat. Like, just get your body composition and your fitness to this level, then start thinking about all the magic fucking stuff you can do to supercharge yourself.
Yeah.
Because people just want an easy thing, don't they? People want, like, an easy pill. You want something they can just take and everything's going to be fine. You know, that's what all this Ozempic bullshit is about. They just want that. But the reality is, there's probably a lot of stuff you can do prior to supplementing somehow.
Well, I think basic supplementation, minerals, vitamins and minerals is totally fine.
Yeah.
Because I think a lack of those can lead to poor eating habits, cravings and all the rest of it. But you're talking about fitness-oriented supplementation,
yeah,
right?
If you spend a bit of time on fucking fitness Twitter or whatever, you spend a bit of time there, some of the mad levels of supplementation they're going to and all these, you know, exotic things. Like, they obviously will have some kind of effect on you. I know lots of that stuff is to do with increasing, you know, testosterone and things like that, things that men or HGH, mean, you know.
Well, what do you take regularly?
Me? At the moment, I'm back on a TRT, that's it. Literally that.
Nothing else?
No, multivitamin. Yeah, I did take a multivitamin. When I remember. But yeah, multivitamin and that. I might not even go creatine at the moment because I haven't got any here. I haven't bothered my ass to go and get any. But no.
I keep forgetting to take it, but I've been all right. Been all right. Like, I'm still strong, but I'm not building as quick. As in, not getting stronger as quick. As in, I don't mean building mass, I mean getting stronger, but yeah, I take a CBD capsule every day. I take a multivitamin. I take quercetin and zinc. That's immune system boost. Virus protection, basically. And something else. I take 4 or 5 pills a day when I remember. Yeah. When I'm around. But the creatine, I would prefer to take before I go to the gym. You take it, the stuff I've got, if you take it before, half hour before, and then you take some after. But I forget to take it. But I don't, I don't let it be a blocker. Oh, I forgot to take it. I'm not going to the gym now.
No,
I'm going
to the gym. It's weird. Like, you definitely, there is a definite, but 100% proven, is it, the benefit to it. I don't like the way, I think I retain, I know there's, you do retain water on it, and you have to be careful with your fluid intake.
I think if you're at normal level of hydration, you're fine.
Yeah, I find that my body composition in general gets kind of puffy when I'm on it, when I have it.
I feel a little bit more hashtag swole after the gym, like immediately after, but I don't feel bloated.
No, I don't feel bloated. I mean, just like puffy. No. I feel not squidgy. I don't know. I prefer my body
puffy,
composition.
Yeah, that's for creatine, doesn't it? But I don't.
When I'm not,
yeah,
on it,
I get that.
Further.
Yeah, I get that after the gym. I had, when I first started taking creatine in my adult, like sensible adulthood, after I interviewed Jeff, I had dramas with it, major dramas, because I was drinking a hell of a lot. I was constantly dehydrated, and the cramps, guys, the cramps were off the charts, Like, couldn't walk cramps. I could go to the gym and be fine, and then or go boxing and be fine, and then be walking back, but I would have expended a lot of water in there. Sweat, I wouldn't have gone in hydrated, and then walking back or running back home, I'd have to stop. The cramps would be horrific in my calves. Yeah, horrific. Yeah.
No, I probably will get back on it. Like, my body composition is coming back down to where I want it to be at the moment. I had a period when I first got it where it was a bit chubs for me anyway, like around the sort of waist. I had like mid-40s man, mid-rift. We're getting back to where I want to be now, so I might start taking it again.
I had
to be super careful with hydration though. I spent so long in the like sauna and steam room, normally each day, at least every other day.
I just come out of that
going, I need to be on top of my hydration here. But there's been a few times where I've been yellow pissing after that. So.
That's kind of the point I was trying to make with the creatine. I've not had to staying hydrated is not something I have to overthink about when I'm taking creatine. No, I think because I'm not drinking, I'm just sort of got a normal level of. The point I'm making is people listen to this don't have to flap about taking in gallons and gallons of water if they're taking creatine. You just work out what your body needs yourself as you go. And depending on what workout you're doing and what you're doing before and what you're doing after.
That's totally it. The thing with all this, it's like knowing your body. You have to know. Because you can drink. I mean, a lot of the recommendations people have for drinking water, and this hasn't turned into a fucking health podcast. We're going to get back to all sorts
immigrants.
Of all sorts of horrible shit soon. But yeah, like, you have to know, learn yourself, learn your body. You know, I do quite well hydration-wise. There's things that I know I do quite well with. Generally, hydration-wise, I'm okay. I don't have to drink huge amounts to keep myself, you know. Thirst isn't a good indicator. We know that. You know, you're pissing clear is a reasonable indicator, I think. Certainly, if you're pissing fucking yellow, you need to do something about it. But you know yourself, you know. I know that altitude stuff doesn't really affect me that much. Some people are put in the toilet. It's just how it is.
Let's get miserable. Let's get miserable again. Come on.
Yeah. Fucking self-improvement, man stuff, manosphere bullshit. Let's sack that off and let's go into, the fucking nightmare hole. Go on then. What did you want to start with? This is something that what this dude said. I haven't...
The Tories are fucking... in panic stations, aren't they?
Good. Burn it down. Fucking die. Love it. enjoying it. Fuck him.
So you had the dude allegedly said. They're saying he allegedly said it, right?
You're gonna have to.
But he's apologized.
You're gonna have to do more about the story because I don't really know what you're talking about. I flicked past a few tweets about it.
Frank Hester, who donated £10 million to the Tories last year, allegedly said in 2019 that Ms. Abbott made him want to hate all black women, and that the politician should be shot, according to the newspaper.
Fucking hell.
I know.
But does he mean she's a? What he could mean there is she's a terrible example for black people, and she should be put down because she's such a fucking mong. But obviously not. He didn't mean that, I'm sure.
Mr. Hester has since said that he is deeply sorry about the comments concerning the former Labour MP, but said they had nothing to do with her gender nor colour of her skin. Now, well, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
They are very misguided comments, right? And they were last year. This isn't like 2010. You know, you can't use the, I'm a different person back then, and, you know, if you could say different things then, blah, 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 blah. No, not quite the same. So I'd say they were to do with their gender. Well, not a gender, but the colour of his, they were to do with the colour of his skin, obviously, because he referenced black women, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Prime Minister said the government was saying nothing about it. Rishi was saying nothing about it. Like, yeah, that's not great. They weren't saying racism or anything. And now they've come out and said, yeah, it was racist. Or Rishi has. The Prime Minister is clear that there was no place. However, Mr. Sunak's official spokesperson said the comments allegedly made by Frank Hester were racist and wrong. He has now rightly apologised for the offence caused, and where remorse is shown, it should be accepted. Now, my question on this, I think, right, is what he said racist?
Okay.
I'm just going to repeat what he said.
Yep.
Right? He said, where is it? He said,
where did he say it?
He say it?
Where? Like, what's the context of him saying it?
So look, Frank Hester comments where? Look. Don't know. Where were they made? Don't know his answer.
Okay, that's fine.
It's to his colleagues. Maybe in a private. Okay, it has been reported that businessman Frank Hester made racist and sexist comments to his colleagues about Dan Abbott. That's it. So there's no recording of it, I don't think. Right. We would have fucking seen it if there was, or heard it, right?
Yeah.
But there were alleged comments. Frank Hester's apologised, right?
Right.
Right. What he said was, Dan Abbott pisses him off, basically. Yeah. And so Dan Abbott's a nightmare, and he said something like, you try not to be racist. This is what he said. I read it somewhere else, not in this article. You try not to be racist, but she makes me want to hate all black women, and she should be shot. Basically what he said.
What were the actual words again?
Ms. Abbott, Dan Abbott makes him want to hate all black women.
Yeah.
And she should be shot.
She should be shot. Okay, right.
Yeah. Is that racist?
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Well, take a step back. What's the definition of racism?
Well,
I'm 50-50 on this, Gus. On the question of is what he said racist or not,
right.
I'm 50-50 on that. What he said was not great. He should not have said that. Not the greatest thing to say. Like, you are a fucking idiot for saying that.
What could possibly be the reason, if it's not racist, What could possibly be the reason to tie in all other black women to her?
All what if he said, like, what if he said it makes him want to hate all gingers?
Yeah, the same thing. But it's not. That's obviously not fucking racist in the same way. He's referencing the colour of somebody's skin and a group who we group by colour of skin and, you know, general ethnicity and background. Yeah. You're saying one individual here who has this colour skin because of her general fucking shiteness, which people, you know, pretty much acknowledge. I'm sure she was apparently quite good in the 80s, but since then just turned into a toilet. You're going, this individual here, because of what she is doing, this individual here, she, as an example of this race of people or this group of people, makes me want to hate all of them. That is racist. To my
what about his? All right, I don't think so. I don't think so in the context. He's not saying he does hate them. Like it'd be different. He was saying this. That idiot Abbott, she's an example of why they're all the same. All black people are like this.
That is what he's
not
saying.
No, he's not. He's saying it makes me want to hate everyone else. And the insinuation in the way he's saying that is that he knows that's wrong. And he's not saying he does. He's saying she wants to make me. It's in the same way that a woman saying about a man, oh, that guy's a dick, he's a womanizer, this. It makes me want to hate all men.
Yeah, but you would say that
I want to be clear. I am not defending this guy. What I'm questioning is it racist? And the reason I'm questioning it is because these are grey areas. These areas should not be grey, right? There is a definition of racism, and I'm guessing this doesn't meet it. I haven't Googled it. I haven't looked. I will go and look now. I'm guessing what he said does not meet the definition of racism as we understand it. And the reason I want to point this out, I want to discuss this, I may be wrong. It may be fucking racist. I don't know. Right? It's because it's a grey area. You cannot have grey areas when we're talking about speech. And there are loads of grey areas we're talking about speech.
But it's certainly racist towards Dan and Abbott.
He's saying she's an idiot. He's not saying.
She's an idiot. Yeah. If he's just saying she's an idiot, why on earth does he reference then anything to do with any other group of people about her?
Oh, it's bad. It's a bad idea. No, I agree. Yeah, but, like, what's
yeah,
he doing?
No, but specifically, he talks about black women.
Yes.
He goes, this person's an idiot. And because of that person, that idiot, who happens to be black, she makes me want to hate all other black women. That implies... But
that's because she's
an idiot. No, because she's black.
No, it's because she's part of a group identifiable. No. It's because she's part of a group identifiable. Hang on, hear me out. Part of a group identifiable, and this group happened to be identified by the colour of their skin.
Yeah, but they have their colour of skin has nothing to do with her, other than the fact that she happens to have that colour. There's no reason there's no reason for him to hate all other people, or even talk or speak at all about any other people with that colour of skin, unless he believes that that colour of skin is part of why she's an idiot.
No, he's saying stupid things. Because you said earlier we group people by identity, right? So there's a difference here. He didn't say Diane Abbott's an idiot because she's black. That is inherently racist. And all black people are idiots.
That's the implication. That's the only connection she has to the other group of people that he mentioned.
No, he's saying she's such a moron. Yeah. Listen, what he said was completely wrong. I'm not saying it's right. Like, it's a stupid... He's jumping, yeah, he's saying stupid things.
We're in agreement on that, but what he said is racist.
I disagree. Okay. He didn't say she's stupid because she's
disagree,
black.
Let's disagree then. We're going round in circles. Let's disagree. We disagree. You think it's racist. You don't think it's racist. I think it is. I think it's racist specifically against Diane Abbott. You don't think it's racist. You just think it's stupid.
Well, that's stupid. How can you? It can't. Racism can't be against one person. When you say it's racism against one person, against everyone,
yes,
black skin.
Yes, it can. His implication is that she is how she is because of the color of her skin. Because if he doesn't think that, there's no reason at all to tie in any other people who have the same color skin as her.
His words are saying, hang on a minute. It's the other way around.
Bored of going around in circles.
All right, hang on a minute. It's the other way around. The implication he's saying, that he, the assertion that he could jump to, he's saying, it makes me want to. I could think that all black people are stupid because of this stupid black woman, is what he's saying. I could think all black people are stupid and hate them all because of this stupid black woman. He's not saying this woman is stupid because she's black.
No.
There has to be
the implication. Otherwise, you say this person who has hair, this person who is a woman. Like he specifically mentions a feature of her and ties it into all other people who have that feature as a reason why she is a fucking mongo.
So he's saying she's an idiot, right?
And his implication, because he ties in people of the same color skin as her, is that she must be an idiot, or at least connected to the fact that she is black.
It's the other way around.
Right, okay. We disagree. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's see what the people think. Well, look, it's obvious we don't agree. It's clear where we don't agree. So people don't want to listen to us just fucking argue for two hours.
You could do the same thing about any protected characteristic.
Yeah, but
anything like that. You could say if it was flip it. Just entertain me for 1 second. Let's flip it round, right? Jeremy Corbyn's an idiot. Well, let's say Keir Starmer. No, bad examples. Andrew Tate, perfect example. Okay. Andrew Tate, so Andrew Tate's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He makes me want to hate, let's say I'm a woman. He makes me want to hate all men. He should be shot, right? Am I sexist?
Yes.
No, you're mental.
Because you're tying in people who have absolutely nothing to do with him purely because of one feature.
Yeah, he makes me want to. I don't. I see how he could be. It's an attack on the character. I'm attacking Andrew Tate. He's such a bad character that if I was of less character, I could easily turn around and say all men are wankers.
So why tie in any other aspect about it?
I agree. It's terrible. What Frank Hester said is terrible. I agree.
We don't agree.
It's not racist. Let's move on.
We don't agree. Okay. You don't think it's racist. I think it is racist. We agree that it's a fucking stupid thing to say and he's a mole. However, I think specifically he is being racist to Diane Abbott. I don't give a fuck about everybody else.
It doesn't work.
Let's move on. You don't think the same. Right, what's next? What else do you want to talk about? Let's talk about Haiti.
Back on the dicks.
I don't know what everybody else has happened. What?
I said let's go back on the dicks. Dicks, that was happy. Anyway.
Have you seen that video? Did I send you that video?
What, the cannibal one?
Oh, we can get back onto dicks if you want.
What video?
Shit, have I not sent you this one? I'm going to send you this right now.
Do I want it, guys? I don't know.
Yeah.
You make me want to hate all men.
Yeah.
Good. Am I sexist?
You can hate yourself. Good. Right, yeah, so speaking of dicks, and I don't know if we can drop this into the Discord so people can see. But I'm just going to send Hugh something because we're on the subject. We're going to talk about Haiti and we can talk about dicks at the same time. All right, enjoy this video I've just sent you. So, I'm going to send you it on Signal. You might not want this video. If you want to see the video, drop us a DM after you listen to this episode.
Right, am I just going to turn my stomach?
No, not if you're fucking not shit.
Cannot retrieve posts at this time.
Useless.
Am I blocked by this dude?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Is it from a friend?
There you are. Can you see that?
No, I'm going to play it. Hang on. I'm going to go on a different account. Hang on. No, I can't see that. I'm looking at my phone. Hang on.
Okay. Well.
Right. Will it open?
Well, I've just shown it on the screen.
No, I can't get it. It won't open for me.
Well, I've just put it on the screen.
Show me again.
I know we're going to show this twice to people. Apologies. If you don't actually want to see this, take close your eyes if you don't want to see this.
Right. Oh my god. Ah, what? Turn it off.
I told you. Yeah. So, you know,
it is cannibalism.
It is cannibalism.
Yeah, it is. I said it's cannibalism. You said no.
Oh, sorry. Well, yeah, there's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
If you closed your eyes there, with the video I just showed you was one of the fucking Haitians biting off another dude's dick.
A dead dude.
I'm not convinced he is dead. I'm genuinely not convinced. I've watched that video a few times. I think the guy might be alive still, or barely.
I can't watch
just about alive.
Yeah. My God.
Anyway, Haiti's fucked. Haiti's been a fucking shithole for a long time. And there is some mad shit happening there. It's been a bit of a basket case for fucking years and years and years. And we'll talk about this because it does tie into US stuff. Basket case for years. If you look back into it, there's all sorts of fucking shady characters, including the Clintons, who have all sorts of schemes to try and fix the place. NGOs all over the place, UN in there. Clinton's made billions off it. They've like this foundation they had had billions, and Haiti, it appears, didn't get very much of it. It's had various leaders over time. They've all been, the last few, I think, were just put in. They weren't, there was no like election properly or anything like that. And it's basically just like a ton of gangs fighting, but it's a complete failed state now. There's no power, and yeah, whatever the failed state means, there's nothing happening there that is good. And in the fighting, they've started fucking eating each other. Mental. So how this ties into US stuff is that it appears that the borders are open in the US. And there's a thing yesterday, where did I see it? I need to learn more about the different structures within the US. You see a group of people talking in like a big wooden room, like an auditorium type thing. And it's like, is that the Senate? Is that fucking this? Is that that? I'm not quite sure. But they are expecting people from Haiti to come into the US. Like, they're talking about it in the open, which doesn't seem like a good idea. It seems like a reason that you might want to do something about your border. If you go through Elon's thing over the past sort of 24, 48 hours, Elon's been all over it. Obviously, the border is a big thing for him currently. He is shining a lot of light on it, because obviously he believes it's a combination of demographic replacement and buying votes, effectively. But yeah. I don't think you want Haitian fucking gang nutbags who are cannibals coming into your country. Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure at all what has been on the mainstream media about Haiti. You seen anything? I don't know. It's just the problem. We don't watch it, so we don't know.
The only thing I noticed was yesterday they said that the Haitian Prime Minister, or the guy in power, has resigned. I think
he's not even in the country. He's been out of the country for about a week.
Yeah, I saw it on a TV in the gym.
Yeah.
At the same time as I saw Andrew Tate's gopping head on the screen.
Mm-hmm. One of the funny things, but the guy who appears to be on top of the moment, the gang leader. So yeah. This is only amusing in the fact that they are currently. Yeah, there's plenty of videos of them cooking people over fires and eating them. Dude's fucking nickname is Barbecue.
Yeah.
Colonel fucking something Barbecue. Jesus Christ.
Why are they doing it?
Dude, cultural bullshit. There's something within the culture. Me, I'm not from there. If you think of all... I mean, this, I'll be pulling this out my ass, but
you don't get this in the Middle East. You don't get this in the Middle East, where you would like kind of expect the kind of think crazy shit to go on.
Yeah.
Because they're just those countries which have just been in turmoil for hundreds of years, and people aren't very well off, and there's just, you know, power vacuumed every 10 seconds. You don't get it there. They're pretty fucking civilized, funny enough, in the creation of civilization.
Is it an African thing? I don't know. You know, it's that sort of area off the coast of the US. You know, that's all African descent, isn't it?
Mm.
This stuff that's been brought over from Africa. Weird tribal shit. I mean, there's, I don't know. There was actually a piece written within the last month or 2 months in one of these classic sort of very left retard type magazine, online magazine type things, saying that cannibalism was misunderstood and, you know, maybe we should rethink it.
I gotta find that article.
Yeah.
Cannibalism is misunderstood.
It's fucking stupid.
It's misunderstood. Misunderstood. Amazing.
I don't think it is misunderstood. Like, if the world's gone to shit, right? If you have no option than to eat the person next to you, I will fucking eat you. Do not have an issue with that.
What? There's some shit currently in that search. The search I've done. Cannibalism is misunderstood, is what I put in. The search items are coming up. The first one is for BBC Science Focus magazine 2019. And the headline is cannibalism more natural than we think? Right?
Jesus
then
Christ.
There's a,
that's the BBC.
Then there's a, hang on. And then there's a Reddit thread. And that title is, what exactly is morally wrong with cannibalism? Jesus and Christ. And then there's a and then there's another one. From 2017 NPR, cannibalism. It's perfectly natural. A new scientific history, something. Here's one from 2024. Why is the new scientist defending cannibalism? Let's open this up because, right, the Spectator.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's bullshit. I get too long. Too long. Yeah. Didn't read.
But the point is, okay. Right, I mean, just from that little search there, it's obvious that there are people who seem to don't appear to have that much of an issue, or at least want us to question the fact or think more deeply into the fact that cannibalism is an issue. Now, obviously, if you are someone who has a shiny hat made from tinfoil, you know, you really, you know, you will look at that and go, "Whoa, it's predictive programming and all that stuff. They knew this was going to happen." And most of that shit is bullshit. Most of it. But it does seem odd. Why would you ask that question? Gee, I mean, if you were dead, we were lying on a mountain together, miles away from everybody, and I'm going to die if I don't eat you, I'm going to eat you. I would expect you to eat me. You know what I mean? There's no an issue with that. That film is obviously, I mean, I'm sure one of the reasons this has been brought up, because that film came back on Netflix, didn't it? You must have seen the old one, Alive.
Yeah.
The Chilean fucking rugby team. Yeah, that's the old school one, which is good. But there's another one called Something of the Snow. Kingdom of the Snow, something like that. Yeah, but it's basically a remake. It's actually much better. It's very good. Showing these guys, it's much more, it handles the cannibalism thing in a lot more graphic detail, because in Alive, they just show them like eating bits of their ass and their leg and stuff like that. And the way it looks in that, obviously it was made a lot earlier. The way it looks is that it's like, oh, they just had a little bit. But if you watch that other one, the reality is if you know the story behind it, they literally scrape the bones. They ate fucking everything.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
I didn't know that.
It's just, literally ate all the internal organs, ate the brains, literally was scraping the bone of all these people. To be able to survive, you know? So that's very different. I realise Haiti is a poor country and maybe they are eating each other to survive. It doesn't appear that way, though.
No. The thing is, how can you do these questions? Right, there's a reason it's taboo. There's a fucking reason it's taboo. It's taboo for the same reason fucking your sister is taboo. Fucking your first cousin is taboo and outlawed. It's like there's reasons, and it's health reasons. It's not a great idea to go and eat someone who isn't living. They're not living for a reason. One of the reasons they're not living may be transmittable in the meat if you eat it. That's literally the reason. You catch the shit they had. That's why it is taboo. That's why it's taboo. That's why it's outlawed. As well. It's not a good idea.
I'm going to text my missus mid-conversation because I know there is a condition you get from eating too much human meat.
I can't imagine that, really.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is the case. But it might turn out this is bullshit, but I'm fairly sure there's a thing.
You got a new cap again?
It's been on site for ages.
Okay, I don't go surfing your site. I buy something from you maybe once or twice a year, Gaz.
Really?
And I begrudge doing it.
Why?
I begrudge liking your stuff.
Yeah. Oh, well. There you go. Yeah, we'll see if she comes back with me. She probably won't because she'd be arguing with some fucking flat earther on the X, which is what she does. She's currently out of action. She broke her arm. It's not healing, which is very fucking annoying. Yeah, speaking of fucking libido stuff, I'm basically not going to have sex this year. That's where we are. Because she, just on a bit of a tangent, it's just not going to happen. Because for people who don't know, like my missus got hit by a skier in February. Broke her arm in two places, quite a nasty break. Broke upper arm, humerus break, two places, bit nasty. Has had a pin put in over here. And despite the fact that she was in love with the doctor that did it, it appears he's fucked it up. Might be ready. Well, if you look at the x-ray of the bone, it looks like it's been set too far apart. And she feels like it's...
Well, they've got to grow back into each other, haven't they? That's what happens.
Yeah. But it's like, it's too far apart. There's a difference between like, yeah. So anyway, for whatever reason, she had an x-ray about 3 weeks ago now, back in the UK, which is where she's been. And there's no sign that it's healing. So that was 5 weeks on from when it happened. And there was no sign that it's growing back together or healing. So,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. So she's probably going to have another op to get it done. But what it means for the moment is her arms in a sling. She can't move it. It feels like the bone's still moving around, which doesn't seem to make any sense to me, considering it's all got a rod down it and it's all nailed. But it says it's how she feels. So yeah, it's not healing. She's going to go get another operation and all that stuff. So the upshot of that and my downside is that, she's probably not going to be fully healed until, you know, maybe near the end of the year, unless things turn around and go really well, which means fucking no sex for Gaz. It's her right hand as well. So, no, there's no anything for Gaz. No anything. Yeah. Gaz is fucked, but Gaz is literally not fucked for the rest of the year. So, tragedy.
I'm locking my fucking door when I come and stay next week.
Yeah, fucking right. The 20th you're coming, isn't it? 20th?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so there you go. Don't know how we got onto that. Oh, yeah, she replied to me. We were just talking about what misses about me, so. Here we go. It's called Kuru. It's a prion disease, similar to Alzheimer's, because it's a neurodegenerative prion disease. So there you go. Yeah, so you get something from that fucks you up from eating.
Leave them eat each other in Haiti, then.
Yeah, which is fine. If it's just an island to just be a shithole island and they all just kill each other and, it's a tragic story that you tell people in the future, you write in a book and go, do you remember Haiti? That was shit, wasn't it? But... you know, if you're the US, that's very close to you. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should just get back to the days where, do you remember like in the 90s, it used to happen all the time, but like the last time this happened, I think, was probably in the 90s, where you just got a band of fucking blokes together, some private military company, and you just did a coup somewhere and just took somewhere over. Maybe we just get back to that, those days. Eric Prince has spoken about it, hasn't he? Ah, yeah, there's a good Eric Prince episode of a certain podcast that I could send to you to listen to. But yeah, Eric Prince has spoken about this quite a lot recently. I'm just like, we could sort lots of these places out. Give me some money. I'll hire some blokes. So we'll just go and square them away. Like, this stuff's all fixable. But you don't want that, because that'll be, it's either strategically important for you to, for places to be shitholes. You prefer the shithole. Or perhaps, you know, there's some weird fucking colonialism, white savior shit going on there that means you can't do that. But let's be honest. How many countries around the world are complete fucking basket cases that could be fixed by some capable people just going in there and fixing them?
Hundreds, I'd say.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Africa could be a cracking place compared to what it is now. There are some parts of the world that are just always going to be a nightmare because of where they are in the world geographically, literally, because nothing grows there, because sustaining life there is super difficult and costly, and they're going to have problems forever, you know. But that is a very small percentage of the countries that are fucked at the moment. Mm. Yeah, look at Africa. Prime example. Look at Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa. My God, what a place. You know, what a place. Beautiful. All the shit that grows there, all the wildlife in the world, all the species in the world, all the plant species in the world, just like unbelievable diversity there.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Yeah. It's a fucking waste.
Was it good under imperialism, do you reckon? Was it better?
I don't know.
Than what
I
it
wasn't
is now?
There. I wasn't there. I'm not sure. I'm sure there'll be people within those countries who remember that within their sort of family or whatever would say yes.
Mm.
Some would say no. It's like there's a difference between was life good for the people there and was it moving in the right direction towards sort of getting better and civilization and all that shit? You know what I mean? You know, I don't know enough about it. I'm sure we've got some African dudes who listen to this. And there's plenty of South Africans and place people from around that area. You tell me, drop us a message, let us know what you think. It's your family history. You understand the area better than we do. But from the outside, it looks like lots of these places are shithole and they don't need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to talk about Canada?
Yes, go on. Let's talk about fucking Canada. Jesus.
Canada have brought a bill forward, to improve protection for children, apparently.
Okay.
So the bill includes proposals for significant changes to criminal and human rights law. The criminal code would be changed to include a new hate crime offence, which would apply more broadly than the current and very infrequently applied crimes of hate propagation, and also give authorities the power to pursue a peace bond to prevent a hate crime. I don't know what the fuck that means. Penalties for hate crimes under the bill can be as high as a life sentence. These proposals have sparked concerns about overreach, including from some who would otherwise support the bill. Even more controversially, the bill would give the Canadian Human Rights Commission the jurisdiction to hear complaints about online hate speech. This power was stripped from the Canadian Human Rights Act in 2013 by Prime Minister Stephen Harper's Conservative government, which argued that it was being used to stifle freedom of expression. The new version sets a higher bar in its definition of hate speech, but there remain concerns that this provision will be overused or even weaponized by citizens. This ties in to why I was becoming so animated earlier on, not to get back onto that discussion, about the grey areas around the definitions of hate speech, right? So just including a protected characteristic reference to in a sentence or a statement, a negative sentence or a statement, does not necessarily imply you're talking about that characteristic. Now, increasingly, we see this on social media over the last 10 years, certainly the last 5 years, we know we've discussed it, is people will jump to conclusions and scream racism, sexism, whateverism, to deplatform someone as an example, or to get people fucking jailed, or get people losing their jobs, right? Which is a worry about this Canadian. You know, you could potentially end up in jail if this bill comes through. You could end up in jail, and it is entirely likely, or possible that it will do, because it's Canada. But you could end up in jail. Frank Hester, let's say he was in Canada, that Frank Hester, in a future situation, let's say he's Canadian, could end up in jail for life because people interpreting what he said as racist. Maybe it was racist. Maybe they say, yeah, maybe it was racist, right? And he goes to jail for life.
Sentence.
And he goes for jail for life. Yeah. For something which is a completely misguided statement. Maybe racist, maybe not. Let's say it is a racist statement, completely misguided. Let's say he minced his words and it was racist. Let's say he doesn't think that anymore. Or let's say it was a spur-of-the-moment comment that he regrets. Too late, goodbye, jail for life. Or jail. Even just jail's bad.
Yeah.
He's not calling to kill all black people in that example. Not to get back onto that discussion point. But
Exactly. It's fucking crackers. But then it's the sort of crackers shit that it's amazing that it's even being spoken about. But Canada is on fire with that type of thing recently. Like, that's 10 years ago, that is a laughable statement. People would just go, fuck off. But that's a thing that is a real thing now that you have to. And that's what gradual sort of slippery slope stuff is. You accept this, you go, okay, yeah, fine. And then, but maybe we should talk about this now. And you just end up down this fucking nightmare hole that we're kind of in now. You know,
how does Trudeau keep getting elected? I can't imagine that Canadians
when was he last elected,
far left, mate. 2021. I can't imagine that they're that far left to have him in. He must make their skin crawl as much as he does ours. I can't imagine there's many people he doesn't make the skin crawl of. There's nothing about him as authentic. When he speaks, there's nothing about him as authentic. I can't understand how he's in that position. Unless there was some crazy far right antics before he first got elected in.
But you feel like we'd have heard about that.
I know.
Who knows? Well, when's he next up for election? Because I can't think he's going to win that one. I mean, if he wins that one, Canada's just fucking... Sorry, guys. Fucking
2025.
Okay. So, end of the year. Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, see what happens. If he gets voted in again, can't help these people. I can't think he would. There's too much mad shit that's happening now. Too much mad shit.
But increasing powers helps his cause. Same as in the US, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, but it's just down to whoever comes in afterwards to repeal that stuff. I mean, that should literally be a thing. You should come in and all the mental stuff, day one, gets repealed. Yeah, get rid of it. You've got to, otherwise you end up, nothing changes. If a party comes in and sets like their agenda, their rules, and then you come in and play by the same ones because you haven't got the, you know, you don't do anything about it, then what's the point of you being there? Yeah. It's crackers. Yeah, they've got all sorts of mad shit going on about this sister dying stuff over there as well. That's a fucking mad one. You know, that's being offered to, by the sounds of it, being offered to way too many people now. Now I get the assisted dying thing. I kind of get it. If you are in a world of pain every day, life is unbearable because you're in a load of pain. You just want to fucking out yourself, and there's no way you're going to get better. You just want to fucking get out of it. But for some reason you can't do it. Then yeah, kind of subject to a load of fucking like an extensive world of hoops for you to jump through, I don't have an issue with you doing it. But, you know, there's lots of stories now about people being offered it who were just depressed, down, sad.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, but the point is, there are other things they can do other than just fucking getting out of here.
Well, I'm this is Canada, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure they were offering Canadians euthanasia who came to them looking for homes because they're homeless. Canadians euthanasia homeless. One second, I'm sure they were.
Let's fucking see. I can believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, so a number of reports suggesting that some Canadians have opted for assisted death, at least in part because they could not afford adequate housing, have also prompted fears it could be used for, as a solution for societal changes, challenges that someone may seek out because of poverty, lack of housing, or extreme loneliness. Now, yeah, when I remember this is a couple of years ago, and it was being offered up as an option to someone who came with problems. And that's the issue. Why are you fucking offering that up?
Yeah.
Why are you trying? It's like last resort. Don't even mention it. Get everything else. Offer everything else. Hey, we give you a house. We'll help you try and find a job. We'll give you money to survive. You know?
Yeah.
And instead of that, it's we can get you a house, maybe a waiting list. We can support you with food and stuff. There's a third option that's just come on the table.
Yeah.
We'll kill you.
Insanity.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah. I think it's what bothers me more, weaponize this type of thing and make it fucking really sketchy, is more the mental health side of things. So to my view anyway, it should literally be about pain, physical fucking pain that makes life unbearable. And I understand that mental conditions can be unbearable as well. But the problem is it comes down to definitions. If you can define, if you make it acceptable for somebody to be euthanized because of their mental health condition, if you can then change the definition of what implies fucking or consists a bad mental health, then suddenly you can be a target. You can target that at people. So, to certain people, having an extreme right-wing view, and obviously we know extreme right-wing doesn't mean anything anymore, really. Like, in my mind, I kind of know what that is, but I feel like for the rest of the world, the mainstream world, everything is fucking far right now. So if you can normalize, and this is one of these things that sounds stupid, but everything that's happening now sounded stupid 5 or 10 years ago. So if you can go, well, actually, no, those sorts of views, they're extreme. That's a mental health condition. Perhaps these people need to be educated, re-educated, and if they can't be re-educated successfully, perhaps they should consider euthanasia. Now, that sounds, obviously, like I said, it sounds insane. It sounds like some dystopian fucking film that we've seen a million times, but you wouldn't believe half of the shit that's happening now 5 to 10 years ago. So I don't think anything is off the table with this stuff anymore because people will try stuff. Madness.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at how it happened. So Canada's road to allowing euthanasia began in 2015 when its top court declared that outlawing assisted suicide deprive people of their dignity and autonomy. It gave national leaders a year to draft legislation. The resulting 2016 law legalized both euthanasia and assisted suicide for people aged 18 and over, provided they met certain conditions. They had to have a serious advanced condition, disease, or disability that was causing suffering, and their death was looming. I'm on board with that. I understand that. Like, okay, give them an option. I get it. Give them a legal option, right? As opposed to just fucking offering themselves illegally.
Yep.
The law was later amended to allow people who are not terminally ill to choose death, significantly broadening the number of eligible people. Critics say that the change removed a key safeguard aimed at protecting people with potentially decades left of life. So, mentally ill person, maybe they're 19 years old, 20 years old. Let's say they've been diagnosed with severe depression. Yeah, and this has happened to a very close family member of mine very recently. And that person decides, oh, there's a fucking doctor, so I can I can't take it anymore. The doctor said, there's a way out. And that person isn't you anymore. You know, in that 3 or 4 months of horrendous time of their life. Now, my eldest had been diagnosed with a depression. And she had 3 or 4 months of, it was horrific, mate. As in, as a parent, it was just horrific. It was the worst thing I've ever experienced. In terms of worry, hoping that she would be all right. Real, real bad time. And obviously, what I was feeling, she was feeling orders of magnitude more bad than what I was feeling, because she was the one going through it. Yeah, a bad, hard time. And she's fine now. And she's fine. You know, GP got seen to, got cared for, and now she is back to normal. Maybe if we lived in Canada, she wouldn't be here anymore.
Yeah. Madness.
Madness.
Yeah. Absolute fucking madness. Absolute fucking madness. Yeah. We've been there. It's even been spoken about. Crackers. Something Kelly came into my mind that has happened, and I can't remember what it is. Fucking hell, that's annoying. Yeah. Oh well.
What was it? Oh, I know. Was it Photoshop?
Oh no, it wasn't. But we can talk about that if you want.
The fucking meltdown on that, mate. The fucking meltdown on
that.
So
funny. Okay. But it's like, this is one of the perfect ones. Yeah, conspiracies that are fun. Rabbit holes that are fun. Don't really, you know. Go on. Talk about this just in case people don't.
Talk about what? Everyone knows about it. But let me just read it. Kate Middleton's Photoshop fail sparks frenzy of internet memes.
Yeah.
That was one headline.
So basically, no one's seen her for a while.
Mate, it was over here. It has been in the news as a major crisis for the royal family and people pulling their hair out. I can tell you this, not a major crisis for the royal family. The media saying that. People, social, the public, not really fucking bothered. The media created this entire frenzy. Right, Kate Middleton, right? Kate, Princess, whatever she is, Princess of Wales, whatever. What is she? I don't know. Fucking Kate. I don't think she did it myself. I think someone else did it. I'm not imagining she went there and did all these things. Yeah. But she said she did. She said she did, see? She's come out and said, I doctored it. Oh, I did it badly. I know. Right. It's just a bad Photoshop job. I get why it happens. I understand. But there's no drama about it. The fucking media, it's just been ridiculous. No one gives a fuck. Ooh, what did she do? Why she photoshopped it on? Oh, nightmare. Royal family in crisis. No. Newspapers being sold. Newspapers being sold.
Yeah.
Morons.
It's connected to conspiracy theory stuff, though, isn't it? About the something happening within the royals at the moment.
They say that all the time, guys.
Yeah, I know.
All the time.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying that is a contextual thing about why it's getting so much traction online. All the memes are about. If you go to the comments on any of the memes, that's what it's about. You've got people just, you know, talking about Photoshop and how this stuff's done, and then you've got there'll be other comments about why it's all there's problems with the royal family at the moment. That's why they've all got different reasons to be out of the public eye, and you know why didn't if she's fired, because everyone thinks she's dead, don't they? They all think she's dead.
No, what do you mean everyone thinks she's dead?
The mad people.
You are following the same people your missus is arguing with, flat earth or something.
No, they're in the comments.
Well, whatever.
I'm not following these people. I go in, I look at the thing, go, what's going on here? And I look, and I, out of interest, I go and go,
what's going on? You make me want to hate all white people. I don't believe that. You make me want to hate all white people.
Well, you're in good company. So yeah, it's like that. But there's people who think that she's dead. There's people online who think that she's dead because she had an operation, didn't she? She had an operation that was scheduled, that it was brought forward, something along these lines, anyway. And nobody's seen him in public since.
Why? Why would you cover it up?
I don't know. Well, there's all sorts of infidelity stuff as well, apparently, isn't there? Infidelity potentially on both sides, but at least on his side. Yeah. If you are down this rabbit hole, there's all sorts of reasons, and you believe this type of thing. There's all sorts of reasons about why this might be a thing, and they haven't just gone, shit, she died. So,
right. Yeah. I'm just going to Google, is Kate Middleton dead?
But it's a terrible Photoshop effort. I mean, it's different images amalgamated, isn't it?
You say it is, but you have to zoom in and look specifically at different areas. You literally have to analyze the photo and find it.
Well, I know, but it 100% is. But the question is...
Oh, I know it is. I know. It's just an amateur level effort.
So why do it? Why not just take a photo? I mean, that is genuinely the question. This whole thing has been going on for weeks. Like, various, like, versions of this have been happening over weeks. So people say no one's seen her and all that stuff, and people say maybe something's gone wrong. Then they put pictures out that are not fucking Jen, and they are badly doctored, badly photoshopped. Why not just go, she's fucking here. There you go, picture. That's her. Yeah, she looks like shit. She's fucking got a bad operation. It's not going well, whatever. She's recovering. Do a real photograph, and it all goes away. And that's why not do that? Because it's acknowledged now that this was a fucking terrible idea. It's a fuck up somewhere.
Maybe, maybe. She comes out, she's looking like shit, right? Yeah. And they are pressuring themselves because they're misreading things, thinking we've got to get a photo out because we're in crisis. They're misreading the fucking situation, royal family. And they do this. And they go, we'll put it together. We'll get one of our top photoshoppers on it. And they don't get the top photoshopper. They get the family friend who's been doing it for years, but nothing's ever been noticed. And a rush job, and this gets released. That seems more plausible than she's dead or some other drama.
Well, maybe, but still, that was a couple of days ago now. You stop that story in its tracks by going, yeah, here she is. She's fucking here. There's a picture. Yeah, we did but that. We fucked up, and you make a joke about it. It's an opportunity to kind of, the royals would have to do it in a very specific way.
But you're the first person. You're the first person I've heard say she's dead. You're saying this story. There isn't a story. That is not, like, maybe it is on, in your dark corners of the trip you're on. I get it, the conspiracy theories. But I haven't seen that. You're the first person I've heard say that.
Okay, but you are generally crap at this stuff. So you don't see anything. You sent me, like we said the other day, you sent me stuff, I'm like, fucking, this is like 2 days old. You find stuff out about a week after I do. Because you're like, as we know, you're a real person with an actual life. You know what I mean? You actually have stuff. Look, let's be honest. I spend a lot of time on the internet. I'm either sat in the sun, or I'm in the gym, or I'm out for a run. And the rest of the time, all my work revolves being on the internet. Whether that's doing crypto shit, which is fun at the moment, or it is seg stuff. I'm online all the time.
I know.
Like it or not. I know. You know how much, if my like income was not related to being online, I would love it. I would be so happy if that was the case. But it's not, unfortunately. It's directly related with me being on fucking social media and me being online. So I make the best of it. I actually get some interest out of it. So yeah, I find stuff out a lot quicker than you do. So maybe you will find the stuff out eventually. Maybe I don't care if she's alive or dead. It makes no difference to me at all. I just think it's the logic of it is, to me, if I was them, she's not been a public eye for a while. Okay, let's fucking get a photo out. Realise you fucked up. You realise you're a meme online. You find a very clever way to... Maybe just ignore the jokes, I don't know, but you could find a clever way to come out and be in with the joke in your publication. But you certainly stop any talk whatsoever of any problem whatsoever by putting a picture out or a short video clip or something.
So has she not been seen in public?
Apparently not. Apparently she's like, there's things of her going past in cars and things like that, but there's lots of some of the images that I've seen in my, as you call it, the dark area of the internet, also appeared to be either photoshopped or not her.
Right. Let's have a look at this.
If I'm completely wrong here, that's great. I like that type of thing. It'll be funny if I am wrong.
Okay, Kate spotted in public for the first time in months. This was published 5th of March, last week.
Yeah.
Looks like it.
The problem they've got now is every single picture that they put out of her that isn't like really obviously her. They're like, you know, people taking camera pictures that drive past in a car and stuff like that. Everybody now, like fucking, like you said, the fucking autism gang on the internet, they are analysing every single photo. So there's a photo I saw last night that was taken in a car, and they'd found another photo that was taken in a magazine that fit for Photoshop, like a replacement. Everything looks like it's
Photoshop. Well, they saw that with people. They saw that with the family photo as well, didn't they? That it's from her face is from another article.
That's just it. But or unless they do something really obvious, they're going to do this with every single photo. So
yeah,
it won't stop unless they stop it. It's kind of my point. Unless you do something really fucking obvious, that's just indisputable, this is just going to continue. And obviously the media don't care because they're making money off it. But yeah. If you've been proven to lie, which you have, in a fuck up, you then have to regain trust, don't you?
What did they lie about?
Well, they sent a picture out that wasn't her. That's a lie.
They haven't said it wasn't her.
No.
That
picture they've sent of her, as in, like, look, everything's fine, she's okay, picture, was a photoshopped image made of other images. So it's not like.
Is that what she said? Kate Middleton, I don't think that's what she said. Apologizes for Photoshop. I mean, look, I don't think that's what she said.
Yeah, the thing is, even that, you said it yourself. That's a lie, isn't it? She didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be surprised. Maybe she did, but I'd be surprised. But, okay, you know, like many, that's a lie, this is what she said. This is what she said. Like many amateur photographers.
God. I mean, it's just, like, I can't believe you're reading this with a straight face.
Hang on a minute. I'm not. You can see my face. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrated and had a happy Mother's Day. Okay, that's what she said.
I mean, idea that
it hasn't said it's fake. It hasn't said fake. She didn't say it. So I'm saying she didn't say it's fake. She said she's edited it. So it may be that she's put a bunch of images together. Maybe
well,
she
exactly.
has.
So it's fake. It's fake. It's not a real.
No,
photo.
She hasn't said it's fake.
But she said she edited it, and we know from looking at the edit. Let's believe her. She says she's edited it, right?
Yeah.
So we believe her. Kate fucking decided she was going to bypass anything to do with fucking every other rules that the royals have about putting pictures out, and she just fucking like, yeah, I'll just fucking bang some photos together and edit it, and I'll just bang it out. So that is a fake photo. It is a composite photo. It is fake. It is made of lots of other pictures.
But you're assuming it's made up of lots of other pictures.
But you can see that it is. All the fucking artists online have been through and found all the separate images.
Have they, though?
Yes.
Right. So look at this. Show me that link where they've done that. Where they found. I saw, the only one I've seen is where someone's got a face and they said, this face is from a this magazine cover. No. I will say this.
Okay.
You could find probably 3, 4, 5 other photos of her other photos she's done and link them up to two separate things, and she looks exactly the same because she poses day in, day out. There will be photos that look almost identical, if not identical, of her, but they've done it two separate times. So I don't buy that. Oh, this photo was taken from this image. Her face here was taken from this magazine article. I don't buy that because it's totally possible that she looks exactly the same. Her face looks exactly the same in two different shoots at two different times.
Right.
Okay. Now, what's the rest?
I'll have to dig it out.
Yeah, dig it out and send it out to this.
Okay. But my point is that it's fake. It's a lie. It's not a real photo.
Because she's made some amendments to it.
She hasn't made amendments to it. You can see where the pictures have been joined. There's no reason that if it's real, you don't need to doctor it.
I haven't seen you seem to have seen things that strongly indicate that it is a composite photo.
Yes,
I haven't seen that.
Okay. Well, okay.
I haven't seen the composite photo stuff. From what I've seen, it looks like, change the detail, move this bit slightly, make this curve a little bit change. But I haven't gone in depth on this because don't give a fuck about the conspiracy theories.
I don't give a shit about conspiracy theories. I think I see them and I go, Jesus Christ, what are we thinking now? And it's fun. I find them enjoyable. I probably believe sub 10% of the proper conspiracy theories. The proper ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we know that, it's that joke, isn't it? What's the difference between a conspiracy theory and a normal person? And it's about 6 months.
As
we've seen over the past few years, there is a lot of that that's come out as being true. But the mad stuff like this, the proper, you remember Squigs, stuff that Squigs believes, the lizard people, that shit. That is in that level of conspiracy madness. I don't believe that stuff. But I just look at it I look at it as human nature is where I try and go on everything. I don't believe that she did the photo. So somehow the photo's got out. So I'm like, well, why has the photo got out? Okay. It's obvious.
It got posted on her Instagram. Right.
Yeah. So I think the process, who decided this was okay? Who decided this was a good idea? She doesn't have her own fucking Instagram. There is a fucking huge process behind that for a photo to be released. So this wasn't done by accident. It was thought about. No matter what the end result of that photo is, there was a fucking chain. It went through a chain to be released. It's a fuck up. It's obviously a fuck up. People are going on about it. The royals don't like it when that sort of fucking stuff happens. They could stop it instantly by putting a real, do a small video with her. Just anything. Obviously, AI. We're getting into crazy times, so AI could fake it, I suppose. But do something to stop it. Yeah, we fucked up. Sorry. Laugh about it. Maybe get on the joke, maybe not. Royal protocol. Who fucking knows what they can do there? But put something else out that proves that she's fine. And it's not a thing. And everything's all right. So they haven't done that. So you can make it all go away with one thing and they haven't done it. So the question is, why haven't they done it? That's where I am in that. It doesn't make any sense for them not to have gone, hold the hands up and just go, yeah, she's here. There you go. Walks out, goes, sorry, I'm fine. Ha ha, everything's great.
You know, maybe because she looks like shit.
Maybe she does. And who fucking cares?
Yeah, they care. It's bad. Probably. Oh, and then it's all the other headlines. That's what they do. It's all about upholding an image, isn't it? I'm just suggesting the normal thing, normal reasons.
That is a possibility. That is a possibility. But I think there is more talk than you think of there being an issue with her health that you just haven't seen. That there's at least partially.
I think there may be. I think that's the case. But I think most people don't give a fuck. Real world walking around. This is what annoyed me about it. Oh, yeah. The public are losing their minds over the Photoshop. Right, they're not. No, they're not. Public are losing their minds. Stop saying it. You were saying to people, public are losing their minds, to try and get them to lose their minds about that stupid fucking photo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway. That's the media. So,
we're well over time.
Okay. We talked about many fun things. We're going to go in there.
I want you to think more on the racism thing. I want you to think more on it.
No, because I understand. I know my position.
Okay.
I know my position. I disagree with you. It's fine. Okay. Don't have to rethink it because I disagree with you.
I think you've changed your mind. I think you change your mind over time. I think you change your mind over time. I think you'll change your mind over time.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Okay. You've explained the situation to me.
Okay.
I understand it. I think he was racist in that respect.
Okay.
You just said, I think you need to think this over because You don't agree with me. It's time you come to think what I think. That's what you just said.
I think there's a word missing from what he said, but it is insinuated what? in the context of the sentence. That's what I think.
Right. Okay. Cool.
And I think that word is irrationally. I think what he said properly, if you were to wordify the context, is this. You irrationally make me want to hate all black women.
That's anyway. Still racist.
No, it's not.
That's okay.
No, it's not. Anyway, we're finishing off. Anyway, it is not. Yeah. It is not.
So why? So don't say anyway and then try and get the final word on it. Anyway, it's not. Anyway, let's stop talking about it, but it's not. We disagree. It's fine. Yeah. We disagree. Right. It's
disagree.
Okay. Yeah. One of us is going to end up in a fucking Canadian work camp until we get suicided.
Right.
We'll find out, won't we?
I'll see you in Bulgaria. We're going to do it for Bulgaria.
Yeah, we can do. I mean, it depends. I don't know what timings we'll do that on.
We can do Monday. We'll work out a day. Probably best to do it before I get there, actually.
Yeah, you don't want to be fucking doing this, do you, when you can be on the fucking mountain? You'd literally be here getting filmed looking at the mountain that you're supposed to be snowboarding on. You know what I mean? Well, that. Can you see?
No,
it's just white.
There's a way out.
No, anyway. You can't see. Come on. Right, okay.
Catch you in a bit. Bye. Cheers, folks. Bye.